From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Another U.S. city is mourning the killing of a police officer Friday. San Diego Police Chief Shelley Zimmerman says a second officer was seriously wounded during the traffic stop early Friday morning.
Almost immediately, very shortly after they put out that they were making a stop, they called for emergency cover. Other officers were in the area. They arrived shortly on scene and found both of our officers suffering from gunshot wounds. One of the officers was placed in a vehicle of another officer that arrived on scene and taken to the hospital. Again, heartbroken to report that they were unable to save his life and he is deceased.
The police chief said the injured officer underwent surgery and is expected to survive. She added that a suspect is being treated for a gunshot wound at the hospital. An investigation to what started the shooting is ongoing. Police across the U.S. have been on alert following the killings of several officers in the cities of Dallas and Baton Rouge in recent weeks. South Korean media is reporting that an 18-year-old North Korean man who went to Hong Kong to compete in the International Mathematics Olympiad has taken refuge in the South Korean consulate there. As a precautionary measure, the South Korean Consul General asked Hong Kong authorities for enhanced security. China and South Korea have refused to comment on the situation. Beijing, in the past, has come under fire from human rights groups for sending alleged North Korean defectors back to their homeland, where they are widely believed to face severe penalties. This is VOA News. The United Nations Special Envoy to Syria, Staffan de Mistura, said that the clock is ticking for the Aleppo